Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Toronto's Hot Docs International Canadian Documentary Film Festival is on now. These movies tell us what will be news in a year or two. What goes behind the scenes of stories we only think we know about. Hot Docs is showing hundreds, literally hundreds of documentaries from around the world, way more than I could possibly talk about in one review. But let me briefly tell you about a few that I've seen that might interest you. These are capsule reviews, which are shorter than usual, but hopefully long enough for some of it to sink in. So this week, I'm exposing you to amateur journalists influencing world politics, multinational corporations taking over governments, foreign-owned factories moving in to local ones, and government control reaching into women's bodies. Bellingcat, Truth in a Post-Truth World, directed by Hans Poole. With explosion of photoshops, propaganda, and fake news, how can we find the real truth? Well, a new news source called Bellingcat is like a WikiLeaks, but not as a publisher. Elliot Higgins is a UK vigilante journalist who uses open source investigations to determine whether what we see on the news and online are what is actually happening. He works along with a group of other digital news geeks across Europe, all guys, and their investigations range from the Malaysia airline shot down over the Russian border to bombings in Syria and even the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville. So using an ingenious combination of satellite footage, Snapchat images, and uncensored online discussion groups of soldiers' wives, they find convincing evidence that conventional journalists and government propaganda tend not to discover or intentionally leave out. Personally, I would love to see Bellingcat investigate malfeasance in his own country, not just always about Russians, but I got to say their work is fascinating, valuable, and very, very clever. Moving on now from journalism to the governments themselves.
Here in Northeast Ohio,
The Corporate Coup d'Etat, directed by Fred Peabody. Do we still live in democracies, imperfect though they may be, or has there been a corporate coup d'etat, a virtual takeover of our government in plain sight? Well, this filmmaker says, at least in the United States, the answer is a resounding yes. Widespread incarceration, congressmen and senators with corporate ties, and the phenomenal number of paid lobbyists working in Washington all lead to this conclusion. There are new laws with extreme libertarian views that are often written in total, not by politicians, but by ALEC, A-L-E-C, a private body funded by the Koch brothers. This film documents interviews and talking heads ranging from Chris Hedges to Cornel West, from Maude Barlow to John Ralston Saul, who coined the term corporate coup d'etat. But at the same time, it takes us into the heart of the problems by talking with people like those in Camden, New Jersey, a city allowed to decay, and Youngstown, Ohio, who's a former engine of the steel industry. He talks to people who switched their votes from Obama to Trump, not because they love him, but because everyone else so far has failed to rescue the steel industry. So why not try someone new, someone from, quote, outside the system? This is a really great doc filled with both smart pundits and unknown but unforgettable ordinary people who tell it like it is. Corporate Coup d'etat is another politically astute documentary from Fred Peabody, who I talked to a couple years ago about All Governments Lie. Okay, Youngstown, Ohio may look bleak, but how are things in Dayton, Ohio? The next documentary looks at both sides of an American factory, directed by Stephen Bognar and the great Julia Reichert. Dayton, Ohio is the longtime home of Moraine, a major General Motors factory. But when it moved south, the burgeoning middle class started to collapse. Enter Fuyao Auto Glass, a China-based multinational that manufactures windshields for a huge percentage of the world's cars. So formerly struggling workers who are struggling to make the ends meet, but have decades of factory experience, are offered a new chance. Only problem is, General Motors paid $29 an hour. Fuyao pays $12. Workers are flown in from China to train already skilled laborers in the company's philosophy. So can formerly unionized factory workers adjust to an autocratic and some say unsafe factory? Or will they succeed in unionizing? American Factory is a great look at the changes we're seeing in Midwestern U.S. Factory town like Dayton. It talks to people on the shop floor and in their homes, and also follows the American managers making a trip to the main plant in eastern China. The movie speaks directly to the American and the Chinese workers in their own languages, and to management as well, including the very unusual billionaire owner of the corporation, and the cultural roadblocks they meet on the way. There's another great doc from Bognar and Riker. And finally, a highly personal doc, also set in China, that exposes some dark secrets. One Child Nation, directed by Nam Fu Wong and Jialing Zhang. Nam Fu Wong is a young American filmmaker originally from Jiangxi, a desperately poor landlocked province in southeastern China. She was born in the 1980s, right when the one-child family policy came into force. It lasted officially until 2013. It says city people can only have one kid, but peasants can have a second child if their first one is a girl. Why? Well, it's simple economics. Peasant families depend on their son to stay at home in the family home and provide for the parents in their old age. Girls, on the other hand, move away once they marry. But the film shows evidence of parents abandoning baby girls, or worse still, selling them to a baby trafficking ring that sold babies to orphanages for foreign adoptions. There were even cases where village chiefs dictated whether pregnant women must abort the fetus. They decide it doesn't fit in with the one-child family. So I don't know how much of what the film talks about applies to a huge country with 1.4 billion people, but what the filmmaker uncovers in her own home village really makes you wonder. One Child Nation is a heartfelt but quite disturbing documentary. So you can catch all the movies I've been talking about and many, many more at Hot Docs over the next 10 days. And remember, students and seniors can get in free to daytime screenings if their seats still available. Be sure to make it out to Hot Docs. Great documentaries. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.